Hello and welcome to the English Football Podcast with me, Alfie.
Me, Bailey.
And this is a podcast all about football.
Football.
English football. Everything centred around it with me, Alfie, and him, Bailey. We'll explore through the realms of English football. And now, of course, I've overstayed my welcome in this intro bit. We'll get into the real content. So we're going to start by looking at the Premier League, and we're going down the table in alphabetical order, and we're going to discuss each team, say where we think they're going to come. It's quite simple. We've done this take about 20 times now. Quite simple. Simple concept that you'll love, I'm sure. So we'll start off with Arsenal, they're number one in the alphabetical orders, and got to say Emery, the new manager. He's put in many players. He's put in five players, I believe. To count that. Of course, all quite impressive players.
Except Lichtsteiner, who's not joining till January, I think.
Isn't he? Right, okay.
Or he was announced last January and he's joining now.
Yeah, so as we see, I've got a list in front of me. Arsenal are losing both Jack Wilshere, as his contract has ended and he's gone to West Ham, and they're losing Santi Cazorla to Villarreal, finally. Now, I mean, he's been injured for years, so it won't make any difference. Both of them injury-prone, but both of them kind of outline what it means to be a fifth and fourth place Wenger Arsenal team every season. Well, so is this amazing feat of getting rid of these two players, which I'm sure some people disagree with. I think Wilshere did harness some talent, but he's getting rid of these players, moving on.
Yes.
Well, yeah, maybe, but Per Mertesacker is still at the club.
No, he's not. He's retired.
Has he retired? Yeah. Players like Per Mertesacker.
Jack Wilshere, no. I think people rate him highly and some people rate him
lowly.
But I don't think he's as good as the people who say, you know, he's always amazing. He should have gone with England. No, he shouldn't. I'm sorry, but you can't go with England if you've been, you know, if you've been out. And if you've not even got a consistent run of like three games in a row, because you just need to be fit, you need to be ready in tournament football. But also, I don't think he's like shocking. I don't think there's no point in signing him if you're the type of club like West Ham. Because he can be an asset, especially if you've got backups, sort of thing, which Arsene Wenger did, which he's probably so glad because they did so much for him, getting him only to fourth, which is like nowhere near.
Arsenal have been on quite a big path of decline recently, which I am very, as a Stoke fan, very happy to see. Unfortunately, this looks like he's going to change with Emery. I think he's changed a few things around. Like we say, he's brought in a few signings. One of the big things is Petr Cech. When he first came to Arsenal, was it 2 years ago now? 3 years ago, maybe? He was like a revelation for Arsenal because David Ospina was not doing it at all for Arsenal. I think it was 3 years ago when he came. And before that they had Chesney, and before that they had Almunia.
Chesney's good.
But they've all had little flaws and they all made mistakes at the wrong time. So when Cech came in, it was a revelation. But Petr Cech's aging, you know, he's got so many games, he's got 100 clean sheets.
He's good, and I think
one of the best keepers in Premier League history ever. And I don't think you can deny that from the stats. But Leverkusen keeper Bernd Leno coming in is a good placement.
That's brilliant. But looking to Germany to get your signings is something that.
Because German keepers are good.
Somebody like Arsenal should be doing.
You've got lower league. You've got Ter Stegen. you've got Leno, you've got Neuer, you know, you've got like players like Jan Sommer, who is Swiss, but, you know, resides in the German league.
Oh, yeah, Swiss.
Yeah. Jan Sommer, who is Swiss, who reside in the, you know, in the German league, and they all learn the craft over there. Yeah. And the really good keepers, Germany has really good keepers in there. And this is the place that Emily is shopping recently. He's, as we can, I don't know why my voice went weird then, he has shopped in this window frequently in Germany. He's signed two people, as he signed he signed Socrates Papastathopoulos. I hope I said that wrong, but I haven't.
Papastathopoulos.
Let's all go and ask Martin Tyler how you say that, but there you go. Socrates, brilliant defender, really strong, quite tall, like, incredibly strong player. I don't know how many times we need to reiterate this. And such a move upwards from Lauren Koscielny.
I think when Emery was at PSG, he got Kevin Trapp from the German league as well. Was Kurzawa from the German league? I'm not quite sure.
Mm.
Draxler was. Yeah, I think most
basically,
of the
shops quite often.
Half the place where he's come from.
And of course, with Sevilla.
That's where he's gone shopping. Because he's at big clubs, but yeah,
I would honestly
disadvise going in Germany for any other club, like maybe your Bournemouth or your, like, your Fulhams, because the wages are quite high, and it shows that they've got quite a lot of talent, but Arsenal can obviously afford that sort of money.
Which, segueing a bit there, but I think that's quite good. They've also... they've got Stefan Lichtsteiner, as we've just said, for free from Juventus. He will come in...
I think he's out of contract, isn't he?
Yeah.
So it's pre-contract.
But there are rumours, of course, that that he could be immediately made the captain as soon as he comes in. That's what I've been hearing. I'm not an Arsenal fan, so I don't know. I'm dwelling on Arsenal slightly too much, but... They've improved. Where do you think they're finishing, Bailey?
Fourth. Not in fifth.
Fifth.
No.
Genuine
answer, three.
People say third. People say third.
Because
now, you can put that out there. However, I do believe they've improved, but I don't think they'll move.
No.
But I think fans will definitely be able to tell that they moved on. Anyway, I hate Arsenal.
They won't be happy, though.
So we're definitely moving on. I hate Arsenal. This is too much Arsenal talk. We're on to Bournemouth next. Bournemouth have signed two players. They've signed a keeper, and they've signed some bloke from Sheffield United. Sheffield United fans will be rude, but I'm only joking. They've signed Diego Rico from Leganés in Spain for £10.7 million. And they've signed David Brooks from Sheffield United for an undisclosed fee.
He sold Adam Federici Stoke, Lewis Graban to Nottingham Forest, Gradle to Toulouse, I think.
He was on loan last season, yeah.
Reese Wiggins, I assume.
Someone is retired. Yeah,
Bailey Cargill. Never.
He's also been released. But they're completely... But players that matter here. Graban, goal scorer for Aston Villa last season. He was at Sunderland until January, impressed so much that Aston Villa brought him in that Sunderland side. The fact that he was able to shine, that's massive. They released him to Nottingham Forest, who, by the way, we'll get onto later, but really looks strong. And Federici to Stoke. No. Federici to Stoke. He was at Sunderland. You'll just have to Google it. I'm sorry, he doesn't know facts.
Right,
Federici to Stoke. That would be quite a big loss. Begovic in goal, that's fine. They've also brought another keeper. I'm guessing... I don't know whether they brought him to immediately step in there. I find that quite weird. As a Stoke fan, I would say Begovic definitely number one. But he's creating a bit more competition there. But otherwise, so far in the transfer window... Bournemouth have failed to you know, Bournemouth have failed to sort of bring in enough players. Just realised a little thing. My mind is working in the wrong direction. Diego Rico is a left back. So, actually, no flawed logic at all. Brilliant signing by Bournemouth, but they've only brought in two. I understand why they want a left back, but Charlie Daniels.
I think they really need
Charlie Daniels. Yeah. No, 10.7 million on a left back. That's not that much these days. I think that's quite good. David Brooks, an attacking mid, also comes in from Sheffield United. Not enough signings, I'd say, but at Birmingham. Bournemouth fans won't be too happy with that one. Right, I think we'll leave you for a second. I think we'll give you a break, unless Bailey has one more comment.
Yeah, something to say about Bournemouth.
Go ahead, give me a comment.
I don't really think that Bournemouth have a complete squad. I think they've sort of been waiting, maybe, I don't think they have a squad that's able to stay up, but they don't have a squad that's able to do anything really, really special. So that's my thought.
Right.
Brighton.
Now we move on to Brighton. Right, so now Brighton have brought in a lot of players. Florin Andon, a very good player from La Coruña. Deportivo La Coruña. One of those, I believe he's a striker, but as my past record says, no idea. Balogun, quite a good centre back, left back sort of thing. I believe he's transitions between the two. Left centre back, I'd say he plays better. And Bernardo Fernandes da Silva Jr. from Leipzig. Someone from Sunderland, that's terrible business. Who would chop there? Basuma, as I said, Balogun. It's quite some very good players here.
Basuma is brilliantly creative, I think. It does sort of remind me of last year where you thought they were doing okay. You looked at the squad and you thought, oh, that looks good. But Mersel definitely did.
He definitely tailed off towards the end. Yeah, Jonas
also,
that's Huddersfield.
I'm not even. I am going to try and pronounce
Matt his name. Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Matt Ryan. I am going to try and pronounce his name. Jahan Bakhsh. There you go. Who played
for
Aiden Altmore. Who did he play for in the world? Where is he from?
He's from Egypt, I think.
Morocco or somewhere.
Maybe, I don't know.
But he did impress very well.
There is a rumour as well for Moore from Liam Moore from Reading to go there as well, the defender. Brilliant season last season. I see changes being made and there are a lot of signings there. They probably want the busiest in the Premier League. Steve Sidwell's left. Gassinia has retired. Tim Krul has left, didn't even know he was there. The players that have gone,
Gassinia has not retired.
Hasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, Gassinia has retired.
It just says released there. Yeah,
so he's retired. But I think still quite a strong team, but I'm not seeing them, flying to the moon with this one. It's nothing special from what I can see. I still think they'll finish in the bottom half. Maybe final team to get relegated.
I think you'll be surprised. I think they'll either do shockingly bad or they will get mid-table strong 11th place finish sort of.
Right, okay. I don't know. We'll have to see on that one. It's a battle here. We will be totting up scores at the end of the year. Right, now we move on to the big one. The big, big one. It's European members of footballing tournaments. It is Burnley.
We've made no transfers.
Unfortunately, making no business. They've lost Scott Arfield and Dean Marnie. What is wrong with the world?
They've released them.
They have released, well, they haven't released Arfield. Arfield's gone to Grangers on a free. Dean Marnie has been released.
Went to Fleetwood.
These are both quite, you know,
Dean
quite...
Dean Marnie went to Fleetwood.
That is in the end.
Fleetwood.
Yeah. Not that point, though. She's a monster part there. Burnley, of course, they really pushed higher, but as has been seen before in the Premier League, every team spends money, and when you're not spending money and bringing in players, that's not good enough. So I think Burnley are in the market for Craig Dawson and Jay Rodriguez from West Brom, who are demanding $40 million for all of them.
Not, that's just general headlines.
No, it's not. It? Burnley will need to increase
them.
Oh, right,
I was going to say.
So, Burnley,
they're doing some business at some
point. I mean, Lowton has signed a deal, and there are a lot of people looking for Alfie Lawson, including former Burnley and West Ham, but I think as we recorded this, he has just moved, actually. I'm not sure if you do Alfie Lawson. I think he may have just made a move. But Burnley, no current ins. That European tour, they likely going on. Cut short.
By
relegation,
players,
if you don't move enough, would you
bit
say?
Like a Wigan, you know, Wigan Cup, go down.
Right, so now we're on Cardiff, who have, of course, last season one of their star players was Marco Grujic from Liverpool, who they had on loan. Of course, the straight back in for him, they tried to sign him. And his future is quite uncertain, says Sky Sports. If they bring him back in, that'll be a massive coup. Keep him on, but now their signings, not one of them from the Premier League, all of them from the Championship. They brought Bobby Reid from Bristol City, who
what
was
a
star in their FA Cup campaign the other season, and Alex Smith, he's the goalkeeper from QPR, and Cunningham from Preston North End, and Josh Murphy from Norwich
City. What I will say is, yes, the Championship signings, but they are signings that are sort of like the top bracket of the Championship, if you will. The ones that could play in the team.
They are all, I must say, very Neil Warnock signings. Except Bobby Reid, quite quick, you know. But they're all workhorses by the looks of it. However, they have released Greg Halford, who I believe used to play for Newcastle, did he?
I can't remember, he's very versatile, isn't he?
They've released him. But they probably need to, you know, bring in a few more before the start. And then they'll probably be quite strong, but I personally think tipping them for relegation straight back down. Over the last couple of seasons, we haven't seen the teams that were promoted go straight back down, but this is one of them that I just... don't see Cardiff as a Premier League side. It's been brilliant what Warnock's done, but I think they're going straight back down. Now to another team tip for relegation.
I'll just have my say.
Go ahead. Where do you think? Sorry, I forgot about you. You're just so unimportant to me.
You see, I think that Cardiff will just clip for relegation. They'll go down, but they'll go down by a point or two. You know what I mean? There'll be somebody above them, a bit like an average mid-table sort of team.
Okay, so now we move on to, as I said, Chelsea, who, with Rob Green in goal, not really, they've signed Rob Green. We'll move on to Man United in a minute for the weird goalkeeper signings. Robert Green in goal.
Oh, he's the best keeper.
Courtois.
He'll be absolutely
cacking his pants about this one. Only joking. Brought in Jorginho. Brilliant signing. Maurizio Sarri is looking to completely overhaul the team. They've only got two signings so far, but... the amount of rumours that we see is ridiculous for Chelsea. They're after players from Inter. Apparently, they're after players like Milinkovic Savic, who he has played with before, of course. Managed Mauricio Sarri. However, they have, of course, it's Chelsea. We can't miss the the loney train that goes on every year with players like Casey Palmer, Dulwich, Charlie Colquitt, Jamal Blackman to Leeds, Lewis Baker to Leeds, all on loan. The massive loan train never stops. But also, another thing that's gone down the pan for Chelsea is Higuain. Because Morata, you know, not so. I think he was genuinely brilliant in the first half of the season, and some people are going a bit over the top on how bad he was, but he really wasn't that good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But he wasn't terrible.
Worth any fee that people have held over his head while he was at Juventus.
Yeah, but he was brilliant for Juventus.
Yes, exactly.
And this was going to be a swap deal or, you know, something in those lines where Higuain could come to Chelsea. He has now gone on loan to AC Milan. That's out the window. So, you know, they've got to get another striker.
They've at least agreed a loan deal, so
I don't think
anything's going to go on there. I don't think Chelsea are that clever.
No, Rabinho, Mikel Essien situation.
Yeah, it's happened to them before many, many times. They go in for a lot of players. Not quite as bad as Arsenal at that level,
really. Right, a rumour they have is going in for Matias Fecino from Inter Milan, the midfielder, of course, bolstering that midfield. Bakayoko, terrible season last season. Right. Now, we're trying to move on quite quickly. So, where do you feel Chelsea going to come? I think somewhere around second. But I don't think they're going to win.
I'm reserving that for Liverpool. So,
I'll go third then. We're not putting these pinpoint because I think we might be a few places.
Yes. Third, I say Chelsea finishing.
Right, okay.
Arsenal fourth.
You mean Tottenham again? Right. I'll give you a bit of music. It's been 10 hours, 10 minutes and 30 seconds. I'll give you a bit of transition music. We'll be back. Right. Thank you for listening. I hope that was more of an opinion. That was a bit more. When we actually get into it, we will be able to put more depth onto it. That was just a little peek
or
of
less
our
depth.
Thoughts.
We're not
going to
be
Premier League.
We're going to be here for hours and hours. We'll discuss the fixtures. We'll basically see how the league shapes up. We'll do a transfer deadline, sort of what we think of every transfer again, just from deadline day or beyond this point. We'll do same year with the championship sometime in the future, and I hope this becomes a regular nothing little to like.
Yeah.
Either way, this year,
if there's no one listening. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody? There's nobody.
Either way,
I've
been Bailey.
And I've been Alfie. And it's a pleasure to talk to you.
And
we will
English.
Be back soon with the championship. And this has been
the English
Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.